This is a Marketplace special, The Tax Bill Now What? I'm Kai Ryssdal. So far this hour, we have talked about what the bill might mean for companies, what it might mean in terms of what we do or don't do economically. With Sabrine, now we are going to get down to brass tacks, what it might mean for you and your money. A lot of things factor into your ultimate tax bill, right? Where you live, whether you own or rent, the makeup of your family. One thing, though, is going to become especially important on January 1st, how you make your money. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams is here to explain that. Hey.
Hi, Kai.
So a lot of people are going to need to do some calculations here in terms of what makes sense for them starting the 1st of January. And it's got a lot of people talking about the differences between wage workers, right? People who work for a company and get a paycheck, compared to small business owners and independent contractors. So lay it out for me.
So this is all about pass-through businesses. These are the types of businesses where the owners pay regular income taxes on the profits of their businesses. Those profits pass through to their income taxes. And actually, the vast majority of American businesses are these kinds of businesses. It's not just like a business with workers. It can also be an independent contractor or somebody working in the gig economy, a freelancer, an Uber driver. And under this tax bill, depending on what you do, you may get a lower tax rate as an independent contractor as opposed to a regular employee.
Help me understand that a little bit, the whole thing about what you do.
Right. So under this bill, what really matters is the kind of pass-through business you're in. Now, let's keep in mind, under the tax bill, the pass-through business income that you get, you can deduct 20% of it. And that ends up being giving you a lower rate than the top tax rate, which is 37%. Ryan Alexander is president of Taxpayers for Common Sense. And here's how she lays this out.
There's a set of favored business activities and disfavored business activities in the pass-through rules. And I think that there will be shifts in both of those groups. If you're in a favored activity industry, you're going to certainly look at shifting from being an employee to being a partner or an independent contractor.
Okay, so what does that mean? So, for example, a construction worker who's in a favored industry might end up with a lower tax rate as an independent contractor instead of working for a construction company. On the other hand, if you're a doctor or a lawyer, which landed in the unfavored industry category, it may be better for you to be a partner or owner, or maybe just relabel your business as something else entirely, like a real estate company.
Is it possible then, let's get back to the construction worker, right? If one person working construction sets him or herself up as a pass-through independent contractor and the other one takes a paycheck from the company, you could have two people doing basically the same job, getting paying different tax rates and thus taking home different amounts of money.
Yep, you certainly could. This bill has some guardrails in it to try and limit people from reclassifying themselves just for the sake of lowering their tax bill. For example, there's an income cap on the eligible income you can have to still get that pass-through deduction. Right. But on the other hand, Ryan Alexander says there's probably going to be a bunch of those situations.
I'm going to say that if you're a wage earner and you're sitting next to someone who's doing the same thing you're doing and just paying less taxes because their job is structured differently on paper, I think you're just going to be mad.
Yeah.
On the other hand, it's important to keep in mind that as a wage earner, as an employee, you're going to get benefits that an independent contractor will not, such as healthcare benefits. Who knows, maybe childcare or transportation benefits. And having been an independent contractor myself in the past, I can tell you that paperwork is absolutely no fun to do, especially when it comes to taxes. So even though it may lower people's tax rate to reorganize their businesses or their lives, it's not the only consideration that people are going to have.
Right. And as always, consult your own financial professional. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams in our Washington Bureau on the whole pass-through provisions of this bill and so much more. Kimberly, thanks.
You're welcome, Kai.